KBMW.com.
Good morning, it's 9:40. Got the clouds, got the wind, 54 degrees as we say goodbye to the month of May. This May 31st, well, as promised, I said, you know what, one of my favorite people from one of my favorite groups doing a lot of good things. Relay for Life, talking with Carol Popple this morning. Carol, good morning.
Good morning. Good fun to be here.
Good to see you again.
Yeah, it's been a couple of years. We haven't been able to do much.
I know, with the whole COVID thing.
You were always such a big part of Relay, too, so it's really fun to get back into it again.
Right. So what have you got going up, or what have you got coming up this year for Relay?
Well, it's going to be a whole new picture.
It's going to
be a whole new Relay this year. Years and years ago, we used to have our Relay down in Chehankpa Park, and then we moved it indoors because we didn't have much success outside.
Right.
And so things changed, and now we're going to go back outdoors and have it down in Chehankpa Park Friday night of Blue Goose Days. So we're really excited. We're kind of part of that besides.
Sure.
Hopefully it'll bring out more people from the community even than normally would have gone. We're holding it at 5:30, starts at 5:30. The opening ceremony's at 6, where we honor our survivors with the first lap. And then we conclude about 10:30 in the evening. Once we have darkness, we can have our luminary ceremony and kind of wrap things up. So,
you know, it's the opener when you look at the survivors. That is, I think, to me, that was always the most powerful part of the Relay is when you see the survivors come up. And I keep thinking, and Carol, do you know anybody that cancer hasn't touched?
I don't know anybody.
It's become so pervasive in everybody's life.
It has.
And bless you and the entire Relay team too for doing this year in and year out.
Yeah, well, no, it's an honor to be able to help out in some way. And like you said, everybody's been affected by cancer, and if you have, you go away from it thinking there's got to be something we can do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Something we can do to help. This has just been an avenue
for
myself and a lot of people that have showed up year after year to raise money for the American Cancer Society.
So along with you, and you can kind of like thumbnail this or kind of spitball it, how many people are involved, not just you, but with the Relay?
Well, we have 14 or 15 teams signed up. Lori Strauss has been our survivor chair for many years. So she has taken the lead in that department. Stronger with Cancer, that we had the program here in May at the Brew, that was great. I mean, that was a different way of honoring our survivors, and so that was kind of took the place of our survivor dinner that we normally had the week of Relay.
Did you get a good crowd for that?
Yeah, we did.
Good.
And then we had a terrible storm, so we thinned out the crowd a little bit before it was done, but great message about mindfulness was something that they talked about a little bit, and then Jill Skillings from our group gave her cancer story, which was very powerful and meaningful for those that were there.
Well, and that's just it, too. Not only do you see the survivors, but then the stories come out, too. And it's just, it's amazing. It's incredible what these people have been through.
Right, exactly. But this one thing I wanted to make sure I got across today is that we're outside, so it's going to be a little bit more relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
But we had the opportunity to partner with the zoo.
Yeah.
Kathy, Tom, and their board came forward and were very open to hosting participants at the Relay for Life with a free zoo pass for that evening.
Unbelievable.
And we just visited there last week and got just a VIP tour. They are so proud of that place.
As they should be.
They work so hard.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the carousel will be there and open that night, too. The zoo is going to stay open an extra hour, so we'll have them there till 8 o'clock. For our participants to go through. It's kind of part of our entertainment as such. And we're just so pleased that they were so happy to have us be part of their organization, which is a crowning
Relay for Life and Chehankpa Zoo, man. What a great partnership.
I know. And, of course, our theme is Carnival for a Cure.
Mm-hmm.
You got the carousel down there, and I just thought it was a, you know,
That's a good tie-in.
It's an upbeat message with at the same time mixed in with honoring those who have had cancer and some who lost the battle.
Right.
Yep. So we'll have some other entertainment there, too. We've got a silent auction going on right now that people can go online and make bids already, and it'll close that night at 9 o'clock. If you can remember this, it's RFL, so Relay for Life.
Relay for Life.
RFLRichlandWilkin.GGO.bid.
Okay.
You can find that, get signed up, and then you can place your bids even if you're not going to be there.
Right.
We'll have a face painter there. We've got a DJ there, and we've got food. We've got
of course you do. Of course you do.
And we've got brats and subs and sweets and all kinds of things like that. So, and then at 8:30 we have a speaker, Kenzie Christensen.
Okay.
I don't know if you know Jesse.
Mm-hmm. I do know Jesse.
Kenzie.
And what a story.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
She's had a grueling year and a half battle with cancer. And she was willing to share her story that night with all of us at 8:30.
Okay.
So we hope that folks will come out and show their support for her, and I know that she'll do a wonderful job. She's an amazing girl.
Yes.
Super intelligent and...
strong and talk fortitude.
Yeah.
She's got it all going on.
She does. She does. So lots to offer at the Relay on Friday night.
All right.
June 3rd.
Sounds good. Carol, always great to have you in here. You know, you got an open door anytime. So
thank you.
Stop
Appreciate
back
it.
And give us an update. Let us know how the relay's going, okay?
We will. Thank All you. Right. And I got one more thing.
Yeah.
Shout out to Peggy Bloffus. It's her birthday today.
All right. Happy birthday, Peggy.
Turner forgot
to
tell you.
All right.
So I'm filling in. Happy birthday, Peggy.
Happy birthday, Peggy. Carol, great to see you.
Thank you.
Take care. It's 947. You're the voice of the valley. AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Air. From our first breath, it's a powerful part of our lives. Otter Tail Power Company can show you how to harness the power of air.